The recordings are on the website and they're under events, and you can click on the particular channel meditation event, and there's an arrow in it and you can play it. It's edited, so it's just the channeling. Oftentimes there's an exercise that will be incorporated at the end, so those aren't included in the recorded channel meditations, but the channelings are there if you want to ever visit them. Okay, so I'm going to ask everyone to just sort of help me reset the template, because it just got, and you won't need to write anything down,
okay,
because you're going to be linear if you do that.
Yeah, right.
And you want to be coming from your heart space,
yeah,
not your head, because this is where it's all at.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to reset the template because it just got a little bit. So, I'm going to invite you to do a healer's prep with me. So everyone, if you'd like to stand. Okay. So we're going to come down to the first chakra. The first chakra starts at the perineum and it goes all the way down to the floor. It's red. It's a low vibration. It sounds like, oh. So we're spinning that open. So if you put your thumb in your perineum and your fingers are going this way, that's the rotation that you want. Because you don't need to like be in the head about it too much, but just sort of feeling into opening those first chakras. And then coming up, we're going to do a quick healer's prep to the second chakra, which is below the belly button, and the front is opening clockwise and the back is opening the opposite direction. Always, if you take your right thumb and you follow your directions with your fingers, that's going to give you the rotation. You put your right thumb into the chakra. Second chakra, orange, a little bit higher in the vibration, has to do with sexual energy, creativity, giving and receiving pleasure. Coming up to the third, solar plexus, yellow. Feel it, it's like sunshine here. Opening front and back. Coming up to the heart center on both sides, front and back. I think rose-colored light. It's actually green on the second level, but rose on the fourth, so either way, you can open it there with those colors. We'll be working heavily, usually, from this place. Up to the throat, fifth chakra. Blue, sky blue, ah, that's the vibrational sound. Everyone open, yawn, clear that fifth chakra. And then up to the sixth, third eye, front and back, where you have your vision and where you manifest your vision into reality. Up to the crown chakra. White light, very high vibration, beautiful. And we can go higher, but for now we'll just stay. So now we're going to come into Hara. Find your belly button. Go about an inch and a half down from your belly button. In Hara, there's a gold ball called your Dantian, which is on the Hara line. When you're in Hara, make sure you really feel your ground, feel your connection to Gaia. Now, take one of your hands and come down, point down towards the earth, straight down. Hara is the dimension of intentionality, effortless intention. When you're in flow, when you're surrendered to the divine, when my will is thine will. Coming up the Hara line, straight up the body. It's a laser beam of light through the center of you, right above your heart, your high heart. There's a little lump sometimes on your sternum, and that's your soul seat. That's where your soul's longing resides. What you long for most at your core essence, at your deepest level. Yeah, it's right here, you can shine that. It can be a tender, vulnerable place even, you know, what is it that you really long for? Then coming up,
straight up through the crown of the chakra almost, and you're coming to your ID point, which is about 3 feet above your head, and you walk in to this point, and it's like your connection with the divine. Yeah, you guys look beautiful. Great Haras. And so Hara is not will. When we're in Hara, it's not that we are trying to make something happen. We are in alignment with the divine. We're in the zone. And if you're an athlete, if you've had experience in that, you know what it feels like to be in Hara because you're in the zone. You're very focused and present, 100% present, and alert and aware. Time takes on, you can bring it down, time takes on a different dimensionality. You have more time in the moment that you're in because you're so ultra present. Now we come deeper into core essence. Core essence is the deepest dimension that we work with as healers. And it is your divine essence. No mask here, no superficialness, no facade. This is your raw, authentic, divine self. You see it in children frequently when they're exuberantly jumping around and shining. You can see their energy shining from them. And sometimes we as adults dampen that a bit, lose that a bit, you know, and this is where we really come back to that place, our core essence. It just shines. Okay, so from this place, we can go ahead and take a seat. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Christine Jalbert. I am the owner of Higher Self Massage and Healing. I am a certified Brennan Healing Science practitioner. I am a massage therapist. And my passion is in awakening. Facilitating awakening in my own awakening and those of others. So I honor you for being here. Thank you for being here. I never know what's going to come through in the channeling. And so if it ever comes out as though it's like a directive or, you know, it's not coming from me. It's important to keep your ground during these sessions, so always feeling your feet on the floor grounded. And I'm going to start the session just elevating and fine-tuning a bit that energy. Feel the sun. Feel the sun on the crowns of your heads. Feel
Feel the earth beneath your feet. Feel the divine connection between the two, the interchange at heart center, the bridge. We will be crossing that bridge tomorrow during the solar eclipse, the reset. We are resetting, you see, the vibrational frequency, elevating the vibrational frequency. It is a time of letting go of that which does not serve. It is a time of letting go of all the old habits, the old patterns that have brought us into misery, that have brought us into despair, that have brought us into disconnect. Disconnect from our source. Feel the sun. Feel the sun on the crown of your head. Feel the earth beneath your feet. And the bridge between the two at our center. We are told of the coming of a new age, and indeed it is here. We are here to facilitate the evolution of mankind. We are here to facilitate the increase in vibration, the increase in activation of that which makes you human, of your very DNA. For it is with this increase in activation of frequency, of DNA, that we come to finer and finer and higher levels of consciousness, which in turn dictate our feelings, our emotions, our actions, our thoughts, who we be, how we interact with others, with ourselves, with our world. What is it that you need to let go of? What is it that brings you down? What is it that brings you despair? Where are the dark strands of heavy vibration that are woven within your divine tapestry? Where are those threads that no longer serve who you are or humanity? They verily can be shed, really, simply, easily, with facility, with ease. It need not be a harrowing experience. There need not be pain and suffering in letting go of that which does not serve, of that which is not in alignment with who you are at your grandest, most divine level. And the more you become in tune with this place, with this vibration, with this frequency of who you are, the more it becomes apparent, those threads that are interwoven, that carry with them darkness, disconnect, malaise, despair, distortion. And then the practice is simply to let them go. Let them go. And there is a faith and a surrender that is a platform on which you can stand, which allows you to easily let them go. For when you are in the place of surrender, when you are in the place of divine faith, knowing, trusting, that deep, deep place of letting go, and knowing that you are served, that you are carried by the divine. When you are in that place, you are safe, you are loved, you are whole, you are complete, and you no longer need or require that which does not serve, that which is not who you are. The ego identifications with those strands can easily be dissolved when you stand on the platform of faith, of surrender. And I ask you not to have blind faith and just believe. That is not faith. But true faith, true surrender is garnered by experience, bolstered by experience, the personal experience of the divine in your life, in your everyday consciousness. And it is there, available to you anytime. And you ask, how do I access this place, this divine place of higher consciousness, of surrender, of love, of bliss? And we say, dear ones, come to your heart center. Come to the bridge that passes over, that connects in, that transitions you from the material to the spiritual, and from the spiritual to the material planes. One is not better than the other. They are simply a reflection of the other, as above, so below. Come to the zero point, the neutral place in heart center. Even in having this conversation, can you begin to feel the distinct difference in vibration in your chemistry? Can you feel it on your skin? In your tissue, in your muscle, in your bones, in your molecules, your cells, in your atoms. We are here to hit the reset button, to invite you to join consciously, for the reset will happen either way, but to be engaged in a conscious manner, that is powerful. that is a marker of a higher evolution, of a higher consciousness. You see, we want to live life consciously. We want to engage and activate your consciousness to facilitate the activation and engaging of your consciousness to know and become that who you truly are. Start by slowing things down a lot. You do this by increasing your presence, your awareness, and focusing . So begin focusing on your body, your tissue, your muscles, all the way down to a cellular level. And then there, even deeper, into an atomic level, begin to feel the vibration that makes up who you are. Go into that place. Go into the space in your atoms. The space that is actually consciousness. Did you know? The gap, the vast gap between the nucleus and the electrons is actually consciousness. What happens to your structure when you shift that consciousness, when you elevate that frequency, when you let go of that which does not serve? It's almost like dirty engine oil in your car, right? Letting go, disposing of, dissolving that which does not serve your vehicle. So fine-tuning and focusing in, slowing everything way down. Coming into the space between the neutrons, protons, and the electrons flying around. Coming to that vast space in your start to look for that which does not serve. Any thread of consciousness, any thoughts, any beliefs, any patterns, chronic, be they in your physical, mental, emotional, spiritual realms, for really they are all one and the same, all connected. Allowing them to surface, to bubble up, to form a thin film, if you will, as though on top of a crystal clear lake, crystal clear blue lake, allowing that residue of all that which does not serve to rise to the top. And notice if you're attached to any of that residue. Is there a part of you that identifies with that residue, that is afraid to let go of that part of who you think you are, the small self? Just give that a moment to be there and be really honest with yourself and open. And if you find a place of attachment or fear of either admitting or identifying these places or of letting them go, simply bring your presence to that place, of fear, of attachment, of illusion. Bring your presence. And notice, as you do so, how that attachment, that fear, that illusion that that is who you are, actually begins to dissolve. You are not the roles that you play. You are not mother, brother, sister, uncle. Worker. Title. Let all of those identifications just go. Rise to the top. There are roles we play, purposes we serve. But making sure we don't identify with those as who we are. What else wants to rise to the top? What other residue needs to form? Tap into those places, those dark places of inadequacy. Where is it that you feel less than? Where is it that you feel unfulfilled? Where is it that you feel diminished and small? Let those places rise to the top of this crystal clear blue, divine, sacred waters, this lake of knowing, this lake of divine being. Allow all of that to rise. All the disconnect.
float to the top. Now imagine each atom in your body is one of these lakes that has had all that which does not serve, all that is not who you are, has accumulated to the surface and is ready for removal, for dissolution, to dissolve. Keep grounding, keep feeling your feet on the floor, connected in with Gaia. Keep feeling the sun on the crown of your head. And inviting in the Merkava, a very, very potent vehicle, tool, not only a dimensional transport, but also a clearinghouse. Produces extremely high vibration, and it cleanses. It brings back to source. It brings the state of being back into harmony with who you are. Immerse yourself in the middle of the Merkava. There are two pyramids, a masculine principal pyramid, straight up, pointing towards the sky, feminine principal pyramid, pointing straight down towards Gaia. And they intersect one another. They dance with one another. They connect with one another. Now spinning the Merkava, the masculine principle, right clockwise, right 21. Spin, spin, spin. And the feminine principle, the pyramid pointing towards Gaia, left counterclockwise, 34. Spin the same time, spin, spin, spin. It's like the spin cycle in your washing machine. All that does not serve is being whisked away from every single atom in your body. The residue that is made up of all which does not serve who you are, made up of which is not who you are, is being whisked away in preparation for the grand reset. For there is a new chapter, a new you that is wanting to be birthed. And there is a window for this. Energetic shift. Keep spinning your Merkava, staying at the center. Now I'm going to ask you to join us in transmuting and transforming that residue into high white light vibration. And so what we are doing here
is sending it love and understanding that it wants to go home. It wants to connect back into Source. You see, this is not a war between you and that which is not you. It is a loving journey in which we take that which has forgotten, that which has been disenfranchised, and we bring it home. We bring it back to Source, back to Divine. This is actually the practice that will serve humanity. It is not me versus them. It is not me versus other. It is noticing where there is disconnect and bringing those pieces back home. So with your voices, because sound vibration, it's an incredibly healing tool. If you can picture and visualize the residue that has been whisked away from your entire field, imagine it floating way up above the surfaces or the walls and ceilings of this room. And now we are going to vocally, energetically, transmute these lower level energies which have forgotten who they are, which are in disconnect. And we are going to invite them home, back to Source, so they can feel that love, that remembering, that place of home. So with your voice, connecting into that residue, those frequencies that don't serve, that have forgotten, connecting in with them and sing to them, call to them, using your beautiful voices, and allow them to transmute back, go back home to their source. So just begin to raise your voices. It's actually like liquid, clear light right now. Let that just rain down on you. Immerse yourself in it. Bathe yourself in it. This liquid, clear light. Let it seep into every crevice in your being, every molecule, every atom. Let it wash through you. Experience the purity, that high, high vibration of who you are. Can you feel this level of divinity, which is you? Your essence. You see, you're making yourself homogeneous. All one, you are essence through and through. No duality, no distinctions. Every part of you, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, is this crystal, clear, liquid, light, high frequency vibration. All of it. Just experience this purity of self, the capital S. Now feel the sun on your head. Feel the divine coming through Gaia at your feet and your sits bones. Now fill, allow yourself to receive even more. Notice in this place how you start to feel more universal. The same sun shines on each of our heads. The same earth holds us in her bosom, in her hands, against her breast. The same ocean cradles our bodies as we float in divine surrender. The same stars shine upon us, guiding us, knowing us, seeing us. Feel that universality, universal energy that we are also. In this place, there is no other. There is only us, one being, and different expressions. consciousness. Now invite in your highest guide. And it's okay if you don't know who that is. Just invite them in. And ask them to place their hand on your heart. And be open to receive that which they transmit. See if you can really, really open yourself. Keep feeling the sun on the crown of your head. Keep feeling Gaia holding you below. And then open, open your heart to let go, to allow, to receive. From your highest, highest guide standing in front of you with their hand placed on your heart. And allow that which wants to transmit through, whether it's information or energy or emotion, whether there's an activation or a calming or a peace, allow whatever it is that wants to come through, which is always for your best and highest good, to come through. Be in this place of surrender, and in fact, allow your hands to come face up on your lap, palms up towards the sky, in a place of receive. And you can bring your head slightly back, just slightly tilted back, shoulders back, heart open. Actually, you're being called to lay down on the floor. So if you can find a place to lay down on your backs with your arms spread wide. Just move the chairs. If you stack them, they might fall. So just leave them open and move them aside. Leave them open.
You are floating in a warm, warm, calm ocean. You are floating in the arms of the divine. You are in complete surrender. The stars shine above you, their soft glow on your face. And you have invited in your guide, your highest guide, your closest guide, to immerse, to send in that which is in your highest and best good into your heart. That which is needed for your awakening, your ascension, your increasing in capacity to hold higher vibration, capacity to embody who you are at a higher level. You are expanding your ability to operate in a higher human form, in a higher dimension, a higher frequency, allowing that to be infused into your heart center in the most gentle and loving way. Surrender. Feel the warm waters holding you up, comforting you, cradling you, rocking you. You are so safe. You are so taken care of. You are so supported. And feeling the cosmos, the divine, watching you, connecting in with you, seeing your essence. You have the experience of being seen for who you truly are, in your raw, authentic state, in your highest self. Allow yourself to be immersed into your heart center. Allow it to seep into your entire body, your entire field. Thank you. most delicate energies. Going to come around just add some energetic healing if you do not want to be touched. When I approach you, just shake your head no, and I will move on. Feel yourself floating. Infused with this new purpose, this new being, this new information, this new activation. It is a time for embracing, declaring, stepping into the new. Stepping into a horizon which is completely unknown to you. Stepping into its deliciousness and embracing all that it has to offer. The old ways are dissolving or have dissolved. The old patterns are dissolving or have dissolved. It is time. Time to embrace the new you. Time to embrace, to step into the new horizon that awaits you. It is simply a shift, a reset, and the courage and surrender to let go of the old and step into the new. With that which was the best and highest thing to serve you at this moment in time, at this auspicious moment in time, in preparation for this grand reset, this grand shift. Declaring yourselves ready and prepared for this shift into increased awakening, increased embodiment of who you truly are. When you are ready, after giving gratitude, you can slowly flutter your eyes open, shift your bodies, become comfortable. Coming back to the material.